had sex with a blow-up sex doll? Has that ever happened with you?
You talking to me?
Honesty.
Honesty?
We need honesty.
Nope. I did think about it.
When
did you? First time I heard about it, I mean, I was like probably a teenager. I'm like, that could be fun, I suppose. You?
No.
No. No, certainly not.
No.
Oh, I'm shocked at the idea.
I'm protesting too much, aren't I?
Never thought so much.
We're going to talk about that coming up.
Oh, cool. You know, my favorites, and you've probably never seen this movie, but Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
I have seen that.
Oh, my God. So, yes. You know, when Terrence Stamp is waving to the sex doll up in the air, and they're using it as a kite. Oh, this is the funniest freaking thing I think I've ever seen in my life.
I know that you share my hatred for Alex Jones.
Oh, that thing needs to die.
He might.
Yeah.
He's...
you know what? It is 100% real.
I have to give you the update that's going to make you very happy.
Piece of garbage.
Because his lawyer just screwed him.
Oh, really? Oh, good.
Amazon used the wrong picture.
Oh, yeah. This Did is you see hilarious. That
for their Motley Crue?
No.
Doc?
Yeah, what band is it actually? I can't remember who it is offhand.
Panther.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so yeah. No, I mean, if you're going to have an actual documentary about, like, Motley Crue, you might want to have the right picture.
I mean, there were tiny little pictures of them up in the background.
That's nice.
But it wasn't the
Not quite right.
Main group.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
So in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about you embarrassed your company. We've done it before with mistakes where it costs you a lot of money.
Right.
This has nothing to do with money. This is just embarrassing.
You just like
embarrassed your
you
company.
Were there and you were actually saying the wrong name of the company in front of the meeting
yeah,
the whole
whatever,
time or whatever.
Whatever it is you did that embarrassed your company. We've never done anything like that.
Actually, I have a tie-in to that other subject about Alex. We'll go back to that
good.
Later on when we talk about that.
And Gimme Five today is Hole.
Excuse me?
Hole H-O-L-E or Hole W-H-O-L-E?
Oh, yeah, you're talking about Courtney Love.
I am not.
It's a hell of a lot of Courtney Love.
Nope. Hole in the title or band name.
Yeah, that's actually a suggestion and a very good one. We'll give that person credit when we get to it. They sent in the idea. Hey, why don't you do this as a topic? And we're like, all right.
And tickets for Disney's California Adventure coming up this hour on 95.5 KLOS. Rock it.
Yeah. He showed me that for right before we go on the air.
Because that's what we're about to talk about. A woman who is 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Was sort of annoyed with her husband's high libido.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's have breakfast.
She
let's
got annoyed
do it.
By that.
Sure.
And then so she bought him a sex doll that looks like her.
That looks like her is what was cracking me up. They're sitting on the bed together. The
they are,
doll
yes.
is in between them. She's dressed the same as his wife.
According
according
to this
moment.
Couple. And by the way, I'm calling BS on this whole story.
Okay.
I don't think it's true.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they have an OnlyFans account.
Okay.
So I'm guessing it's a gimmick, a gimmick thing.
Right. Well,
but like they dress up the dummy and the
dummy,
the doll, the sex doll, and it's sitting between them on the bed while they watch TV.
I hope they take it on roller coasters and stuff too. Like
right?
Take it out in public. Don't just, you know, leave it at home. Take it out for a fun night. Take it dancing.
That would be
I mean,
hilarious.
If that's what they're doing, I mean,
that would be hilarious.
Right.
It's just insane.
So how do you find someone that kind of looks like you?
She bought her husband a lifelike doll, which it's not.
No, it isn't.
I don't think I've ever seen a lifelike doll. They're always...
Oh, do you want me to hook you up?
Super janky.
Yeah.
They're always like...
No, of course. Yeah. Yeah. Well, what do you think about the robots? Are they a little more lifelike?
No,
yeah, I know.
Not for me.
They're even less like somehow.
A woman bought her husband a lifelike doll as an alternative to having a threesome. He was like, listen, let's bring someone else in. And she said, all right, we'll bring somebody else in that looks like me.
Whether or not it's not true, that's actually kind of brilliant in a way.
Is it?
Well, if you're just wasted enough.
Like, she's 23. He's 28. They've introduced a lifelike doll, which they've named D.
Oh, that's
D-E-E,
nice. Oh,
D-E-E. Into the bedroom to spice things up as an alternative to having a threesome. I don't understand the need for the doll in any way, for any reason, in any situation.
Or in any way, especially when there's someone that's a real human there, that it's attractive. Who
yes.
cares?
Who cares?
You got a blown up plastic item. What do you want with that?
I don't, as long
What's
as...
What's it going to do for
as
you?
As long as women exist.
Right.
Keep your almost, doll.
Now go back to Westworld. Almost if you got a lifelike sort of animatron, whatever you call them, that can seem like it's thinking on its own and everything, as opposed to it's a balloon. You know?
Really?
Well, I mean, at least it's a little more you can suspend your disbelief.
But you would never do that in a million years. Neither would
no.
I.
No.
Not in a million years.
Maybe when I was 17.
When you're 17, you would get a plastic anything.
That's a fact.
You would F a couch. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
So, Alan Hunter, you know, one of the original five MTV VJs, speaking of MTV there, just tweeted the other day, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, he was retweeting this actually, induct the original five MTV VJs into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What do you think about that concept?
I think that should, yeah, it makes sense.
Right? Doesn't it make total sense?
Sure.
So, all right, we're behind this and we'll allow it. You know what I thought was really weird, though, is this person also tagged, you know, besides Mark Goodman and Alan Hunter and Martha Quinn, Weird Al.
Really?
Why would you throw Weird Al on that? That's got to be a reason, I suppose.
But that is strange.
I don't know what the hell it is.
Yesterday, unfortunately, Vin Scully passed away.
Oh, God. Unbelievable.
And Vin Scully was really one of a kind. I met him probably three times.
Yeah.
Maybe four.
Did you guys have him on the show?
It's just, yeah, and it's just, he's one of those rare people when you're talking to him. He's not, you're the only person in the world. He's not looking over your shoulder. He's
that
not
is a
looking,
rare talent.
He actually cares about what you're saying.
A rare character trait,
yes.
I should say, yeah.
And
yeah.
I always admired, I'm not a huge baseball fan, but I always admired, I tuned in one time and he was talking about the players' beards. Mustaches and beards.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of time to fill in baseball.
Sure.
Because there's a lot of downtime.
Yep.
He went on and on and on about players' beards and mustaches.
And it was fascinating.
And it was fascinating.
Really?
And I just thought to myself, is there any circumstance under which I could make that story work? And the answer is no. Hard no.
I mean, it's not only a love of the game, which he clearly had, but also just an appreciation for what is interesting to the listener, I think.
And the way he told the story was... Right. Was fascinating.
Instead of just throwing stats out there, I mean, he's so into it. You know, that's a rare. That's why he's such an icon. He's such an
amazing. He's with the Dodgers for over 40 years, which is just crazy.
Yeah.
And this is going to sound like a humble brag, but I swear it's not. Mm-hmm. When we were put in the Hall of Fame, the National Association of Broadcasters, I felt like a fraud to begin with.
Right. Of course. Sure. Yeah. No, I understand.
But then on the day of, I walked in and I saw Vin Scully was there.
Oh, was he being inducted?
No. He was already in.
Okay.
So I saw that, and it made me want to turn around and walk away.
Sure, of course.
It was like, no.
Now I'd be like thinking, well, they've run out of people to induct, so
any
here we
place
are.
Vin
I mean,
Scully
he's in,
is,
as he should be, exactly.
I shouldn't be.
Right.
I mean, that's just...
Even a restaurant.
That's the way I felt. I've never felt like more of a fraud than when...
No, I get it.
Because you see Vin Scully, and you go, that guy is amazing.
Yeah, that's
and
not...
And what he's done was amazing. And the other thing that I love about him is it's a really like cynical, cruel world.
Yeah.
And he was just sweet and pure.
Right.
And he would tell stories and you sort of felt like he was your grandpa.
Right. I'm sure
if you told a story or I told the same story.
Right.
We would get laughed at.
I'm sure he, you know, was clearly very intelligent, so he wouldn't get taken. So he can be someone that's that smart and whatever, but not be like a fool. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's a very rare sort of.
It's
you
so
can
rare.
See those kind of people occasionally out there and just go, wow, why can't I learn from that?
Exactly. Yeah. I used to listen to him and go, okay, I can't do that. He's one of a kind.
Yep.
And RIP Vin Scully.
It's time for Dodger Baseball.
Sports broadcasting legend, Vin Scully. Brooklyn native Vin Scully fell in love with baseball at age 8. At 24, he joined the Brooklyn Dodgers broadcast team, soon becoming the youngest person to call a World Series, still a record to this day.
In a year that has been so improbable, the impossible has happened.
Even as the Dodgers moved to Los Angeles and Hall of Fame players came and went, for 67 years there was one constant, the voice of Vin Scully.
High fly ball into right field.
His love of the game was infectious, making special moments even more incredible as he called 25 World Series, 12 All-Star Games, and great moments in golf and football. His tenure with the Dodgers is the longest in broadcast history. He retired with his usual grace and style in 2016, considered by many to be the greatest sportscaster of all time. Dodgers icon, broadcast legend. Vin Scully.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Alex Jones is the...
A worthless piece of crap!
He's the worst of the worst.
No kidding.
When you talk about people who make up stories, he's one of the worst.
Foul.
And in this particular case, he's being sued because he said that Sandy Hook was...
Fake.
All fake. It was all actors. It was done by the government, blah, blah, blah. And a bunch of the parents who lost a kid were in court... And they did a deposition with him where they asked him, does he have any texts about Sandy Hook?
Mm-hmm.
because they want to know, I guess, if he knew what he was saying was wrong.
He should have pulled a Secret Service and said, oh, they got deleted.
Yeah, just the opposite happened.
Yeah.
Listen.
Mr. Jones, in discovery, you were asked, do you have Sandy Hook text messages on your phone? And you said no, correct? You said that under oath, Mr. Jones, didn't you?
I was mistaken, but you got the messages right there.
You know what perjury is, right? I just want to make sure you know before we go into
perjury. You know what perjury is, right?
Yeah.
That's what the guy said to him.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, who are you kidding? I guess he's used to talking to not very people.
So you did get my text messages. And they said you didn't. Nice trick.
You didn't give this text message to me. You don't know where this came from. Do you know where I got this?
No.
Did you know that 12 days ago, your attorneys messed up and sent me an entire digital copy of your entire cell phone with every text message you've sent for the past 2 years, and when informed, did not take any steps to identify it as privileged or protected in any way. And as of 2 days ago, it fell free and clear into my possession. And that is how I know you lied to me when you said you didn't have text messages about Sandy Hook.
Now, that's a little worrying in that when they approached his lawyer, they gave the lawyer a chance to go, wait a minute, that's privileged information. We made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Jones's lawyer didn't do anything.
Right.
That looks like straight malpractice, but I'm super happy that it happened.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't get tossed, though.
Right.
That's my thing, because his lawyer is the one that gave 2 years of text messages.
Right.
Would you want your text messages out there from the last 2 years?
I have absolutely nothing to hide like that, so I wouldn't care.
Well, yeah, you're not telling that kind of lie. But the January 6th committee wants a look at those texts as well.
Of course.
So yeah. I'd like to see bad people go down.
Oh, my God. You know, here's my question.
He's bottom feeder, and he is a person who is obnoxiously evil.
Yes.
And it just drives me crazy. And to see him...
He is the lowest of the low. Absolute slime. I admit, did it all happen now?
Yeah.
Like you didn't know.
He knew the whole time.
Of course he did.
That's what they're proving. So anyway, it's...
just foul.
It's weird to root for somebody to lose.
Oh, but man. There are times.
He's the worst human being on the planet, and I root for him to lose.
Certainly in the top bottom 50.
Yes, well...
certainly.
Yeah, not the worst on the planet, but he's an awful human being.
A worthless piece of garbage.
I do root against him, and I do root for him to go to jail.
Yeah, no matter what happened with this, it will work out because it's proven. I mean, it's there.
Yes.
It exists. So no matter what, eventually justice will be served. Might take a while, but especially will.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Yep.
Sluggo, have you ever done anything to embarrass your employer?
You should turn that around. Have I ever made my employer happy? Because that's an easier answer.
818-955-KLOS. That's what we're going to be talking about this hour is you embarrassed your company.
Mm-hmm.
We've done this before where it was money. You did something that was a very expensive mistake. But this is just straight embarrassment. Amazon Prime has a Motley Crue documentary. And they advertised it by putting up a picture of Steel Panther.
Here, look at the guys from Motley Crue. That's Steel Panther.
This is a girl who discovered it.
Right.
And Steel Panther retweeted her Instagram.
Right.
This is what she says.
I found this while trying to get outfit ideas. It's an official Amazon link. Who's going to tell them?
Hello, Amazon.
Can you imagine? There is one person who put up a picture of the wrong band at Amazon.
And I mean, it's like, it's not just, it's a major ad.
Yes.
You know, it's a big picture. It's like it's the modern version of a billboard.
You can sort of see Motley Crue's tiny little faces in the top of the picture.
Yeah. Oh,
kind
also,
of half of them.
You know, these guys are in it too. We're not sure who they are, but.
It's a full picture of Steel Panther. How embarrassing. Talking about a documentary about Motley Crue.
Like, we know all about these guys, and here's what they look like.
Yeah, and there are pictures out there.
Couple.
Motley Crue's been around.
One or two.
Yes. So that is a horrible mistake.
Yeah, that's a big one.
And very embarrassing.
Yeah.
So we want to talk to you if you embarrassed your company.
Yeah, what did you do?
Anyway, your employer at 818-955-KLOS. What did you do to screw it up?
What did you do?
And bring them embarrassment.
What did you do?
Sligo and I have a long list of this, but we're looking for your list. 818-955-KLOS.
Medicine at midnight. That's what they do in the hospital all the time. You're trying to get some sleep. You're trying to get some rest. Beep, and you finally beep, fall asleep. Beep. Nurse comes in. Time for the pills.
Yeah.
Bend over. Medicine at midnight's the name of that Foo Fighters album, and that is Love Dies.
They make you bend over for your pills?
Well, I always offer to anyway. They're always like, not necessary.
It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We're talking about Amazon Prime. Did a documentary on Motley Crue and put up a picture of Steel Panther to promote it.
Oh.
And so we're talking about you embarrassed your employer.
Dude, I worked at a high-end restaurant up at Convict Lake.
Yes.
Very high-end. Mm-hmm. Steak, lobster, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And it wasn't me. It was the dishwasher. He got shellacked. He was so drunk. He came out to bring the dishes to the stations, and he dropped them. Not once, but twice. So the owner came out and fired him. And he went out in front of the restaurant where all the people were in at the expensive booths looking out these windows
right
at Mount Robertson, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
He went to the handrail around the aspen trees, pulled his pants down, and took a dump.
It's like, all right, this is how I feel.
What a beautiful form of protest.
It was the funniest thing I ever saw.
All right, you embarrassed your employer. 818-955-KLOS. Talking about you embarrassed your employer. We've done that.
Oh,
many
man.
Times.
Oh, and cost them a great deal of money.
It's Kevin and Sligo on KLOS. In Amazon Prime, they're doing a documentary on Motley Crue, and they tried to promote it with a picture of Steel Panther. And that was somebody's huge mistake. So we're asking you, you embarrassed your employer?
Okay, back when I was in my 20s, I worked at a doctor's office. And I would cover the reception lady on her lunch break. So one day, a patient's mom calls and wanted to leave a message for the doctor. And what I thought she said was that the patient had passed away. And that's what I wrote down.
Oh, no.
Oh no.
And what actually had happened, he had passed out.
He was on his way to passing away.
Right.
He's practicing. Yeah. So what did the doctor do? Did they call and what happened? I mean, how did they, hey, I'm sorry for your loss.
That's exactly what, yeah,
oh,
that's
no.
what he said. Because
wow.
He felt so humiliated, you know, trying to console this patient's mother.
Right.
Hilarious. But,
Barry, they're saying yeah. you're dead. Wake up, dear. Are you dead?
No, I don't know what they're talking about.
I'm fine, Mom. Yeah. What the hell? I just
That's
passed out.
Fantastic. Thank you
Dude,
for calling.
Thanks for calling. Hey, there's been this one call on hold for, I think, the last couple of days. Want to see who this is?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
The Armenian comedian. How are you?
Hold on.
Yes, I want to talk to Sligo and Kevin.
Oh, they're dicks. They don't talk to anybody.
No, you're a liar.
Hold on.
I put him on hold for you again there. So,
818-955-KLOS. You embarrassed your boss.
Kevin, there's a comedian on hold for you on line 69?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
No.
But there's another line here.
KLOS, hello?
Hey.
Hey, it's Gimme Five. The theme is Hole. You have a suggestion?
Yeah, Whole Lot of Love.
Whole Lot of Love.
Hollywood Vampires or the Led Zeppelin version?
Either one's great.
All right, I'm going to push play on one of them. Which one do you think it's going to be? Take bets now. Go ahead and wager. Throw some money on the
Hollywood
table.
Vampires.
Oh, you think?
Hollywood Vampires.
Yeah, you win. Yay!
Led Zeppelin? Okay.
Oh, Kevin lost. Keep it on Led Zeppelin.
It is Gimme Five every day. At 5 o'clock, we play five songs in a row with a theme. Today's theme is Hole.
I want to thank Paulette Francesca, but Kevin, I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
I know you love it when I say those words.
Yeah, I do.
I kind of stole it from Paulette. It was supposed to go to Marcy and our boot camp. You know, at 12 noon every day, Monday through Friday, she does a theme as well.
Right.
And Paulette had suggested this as a theme for Marcy.
So you just stole it
and
for
I
us.
And I saw it. I'm like, oh, I like that.
All right.
And I like that.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
You have a suggestion?
What's up, buddy? How about Hole in the Sky from Black Sabbath?
Oh, good one. Nice one. Very cool. Who's this?
My name is Kane, and I'm calling from San Pedro.
Every day at 5 o'clock, we do Gimme Five.
Five
songs in a row with a theme. Today's theme is Hole. You have a suggestion?
Hey, gentlemen. I'm Kevin and Sligo, of course.
What's up?
Whole Lot of Rosie.
Whole Lot of Rosie.
That is one fine hole. Am I right?
AC/DC!
It is Gimme Five. The theme is Hole.
And Malibu from Hole, Courtney's band, actually has aged very well. That was the first one we threw on. And by request, Whole Lot of Love, the Hollywood Vampires version, AC/DC by request, Whole Lot of Rosie, Black Sabbath by request. hole in the sky there. I was kind of hoping someone would ask for the Beatles fixing a hole, but nobody
There's a
did.
Lot of holes.
That is a fact, my friend. But I got a lot of really
Including
cool humans
this one.
Asking for this unbelievably good song, Cool Humans. It's the fifth of five on Gimme Five, N-I-N. Head like a hole.
Hole. Hole. Rated R.
Give me five holes.
Give me five. Five songs in a row with a theme, and the theme was hole.
Yeah, did you have any thoughts on that last song there, Kevin?
I love it. It's like, one of my top three.
Right?
Love
I know that.
It very much.
I love that kind of energy. I could go with that all day, Same. Every day. I remember when it came out in 89, I was like, what is this? I love it.
Yep.
So on board.
Still love it.
Yep. I know there's a few. I know where a few are.
Do you?
Yeah, Head Shop's named Purple Haze.
Oh.
Holly, we're going to talk about what we're going to talk
yeah,
about.
So I yeah. thought you were talking
I just
about.
Wonder how many there are in the world, Purple Haze, Head Shop.
Probably hundreds of thousands.
Need to hit one pretty soon, by the way.
A woman, 23 years old, buys a sex doll for her husband.
Because? Wait, why would you
It's
buy
a lifelike this? Sex doll that supposedly looks like her.
It does, kind of. You show me the picture. That balloon does kind of remind me of her.
Takes the pressure off when she's not in the mood.
He's like, you said 20-something, so he's probably in the mood quite a bit.
She's 23, he's 28.
Yeah. Oh, well, he won't be in the mood much longer. Start getting old.
But that's if we were just talking about that during the song.
Mm-hmm.
That's gross.
Well, the cleanup process is what's concerning to me.
I don't want to go in depth into the cleanup process.
I mean, to get the plastic off when you first unwrap her
first
is what I'm
all,
talking about.
Yeah, sure. First of all, I have to be first.
Oh, my gosh. It cannot be a yes. No such thing as sloppy seconds on a balloon.
There's just no way. Do you think we have anyone listening?
Oh, sure. What? That has?
That would? Has and would call us.
Oh, would admit to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have
sure.
to tell us your name.
Yeah. Yes.
818-955-KLOS. You really think so?
Yeah.
I don't think.
You could tell us what brand, you know, what's the best brand. Or you could say, has one ever popped? Have you ever had that happen? You know, you forgot something on your person. And,
your sharp bone.
Yeah. You're like, that would be a shock, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. It would be a huge shock.
You ever been caught with your balloon?
But it's not a balloon.
It's a balloon, dude.
It's not.
It's 100%
balloon.
Lifelike
doll. It costs $2,600.
Whoa! Are you serious?
Yep.
Wow. Huh.
Isn't that crazy?
That is.
$2,600.
And then she sort of, I mean, how did she get one that sort of looked like her?
I mean, it's sort of looks like hers.
The same, yeah.
The doll has much bigger boobs.
Much bigger. Did you hear that, lady?
Just really went like full, went like three sizes up.
Blowing it up. How does that work for
you? This is going to be a very sad day when he leaves her for the doll. I'm sorry, but I don't have any arguments with her. And
yeah, you know, she's always kind of cool. She just sits there and squeaks when I rub her certain ways.
Do we have anybody who would admit to it?
I mean, listen, I would have when I was 17 or 18.
Well, because
100%
you would
16. That's true.
Yeah.
So have you? Let's hear from you.
955 KLOS.
Oh, look at that balloon.
It's not a balloon.
That's a hot balloon. Yeah, baby.
It's a sex doll. And no.
Yes, balloon.
Under no circumstances. You, sir?
Would you?
Hello. Alyssa won't talk back, and you can do anything you want.
But it doesn't do much back, does it?
No.
Hey, I wouldn't know.
Oh, come on, really?
You're a liar.
Hey.
What if we were to tell you this whole thing is leading towards a KLOS promotional blow-up sex doll? You could win one. Would you take it then, sir?
Hell no.
All right, we'll get your info up the R and send it to you then.
Thank
Hold on
you.
A second. Don't go away. 818-955-KLOS.
You've had sex with a blow-up doll?
We want to hear about it.
Sort of.
Now, see, that could have been on our Gimme 5 today.
Supermassive black hole.
Yeah, and I'm like, nobody, and I got to play It's Muse. Oh, well, whatever.
All right, listen, we got a call.
Yeah.
I didn't think we would.
Yeah. A gentleman? Yeah.
We were talking about the woman who bought a sex doll that looks like herself.
So that, you know, her husband could not always be going, hey, come on.
Right.
What's going on in there?
It would help her out.
Come on in. Yeah.
And so then we asked for people to call who have had sex with a doll, a blow up doll. Mm-hmm.
A balloon.
And I did not think we would get a call.
Oh, I believe in our people.
We do. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I wanted to call and tell you about my blow-up doll.
Yes, please. What's its name?
Well, her name is Christy, but there's something about it that you guys might find a little strange.
Yes.
No.
I only really enjoy it when I go with her. It just doesn't feel as good through the.
Huh. Is it like a different balloon construction there? Yeah, it's hard to talk about that.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a little bit in the.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
How long have you had it?
Had it for Christy. About 6 months.
Her. 6 months. Where did you get it?
Online. Spent $3,500.
Whoa! $3,500!
So it's very realistic looking.
Oh, yeah. And I made it look after a girl I've had a crush on for 30 years.
Wow. Interesting. Wow. Does she know?
Does she know?
No. Should we call her?
What's her first name?
Christy.
I don't think she knows.
Christy's the name of the doll. Who's the girl that he's had a crush on for 30 years? Christy?
Oh, yeah. That's Christy as well.
All right.
Well, there you go. Yeah, she's not in Los Angeles, is she?
She is.
If you're named Christy,
well,
there's a guy on the phone with us who's a doll that looks like you.
Please, man, take pictures and upload them to @Kevin and Slogo.
Nope.
Don't listen to him.
Okay, I'll do that.
Nope. Yay, thank you, sir.
Nope.
And thank you for telephoning.
Nope. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Slogo in the afternoon.
Dude, have you ever heard Lemmy belting that song out there right
now? I have not, no.
Oh, my God, check this out.
Carry on my wayward son. Come in peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Lemmy ruled, man. He
That's
was the
pretty
best.
Strong.
He was the coolest, man. Just the coolest.
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Alex Jones is in court for his lies about the Sandy Hook shootings, and his phone text records for the last 2 years are being admitted in court.
Like, here, yes, I did know. Here's proof.
There are a lot of people who were going to support him who are now scared to support him, I assume.
Well,
because they're in those texts.
Certainly hope so.
Amazon Video is doing a documentary on Motley Crue, and to publicize it, they accidentally put up a picture of Steel Panther. So good work. And in Gimme Five, our theme for the day was holes, and we had more requests than we knew what to do with.
Yeah. Thank you for that. And every single day, Monday through Friday, we do Gimme Five, except on Friday when it's party songs. Woo! Is it Friday yet?
It is not.
Oh, damn it. Mm-mm. All right, I'm going to go home and pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. Who wants to come with us to Disney California Adventure Park?
Get down there and play with us.
Hands, please. Oh, wait, I can't see your hands. It's KLOS's Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We have a 4-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion. And if you want to join us, be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS, caller 13. Good luck.
I'll be honest, fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell.
KLOS, who is this?
My name is Sam.
Sam, you are caller 13.
No way.
Way.
God, I've been trying so much.
Well, it paid off. You got a 4-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park on August 25th.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
So always be persistent and persnickety, and you will win. That's the lesson.
Those are the keys.
I am both of those.
Well, it paid off. August 25th, the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park happens. Everybody else gets kicked out, and it's you. If you'd like to join us, 818-955-KLOS. We will take caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. New phone. Who dis?
This is Tracy.
Tracy. Hey, do you have a mirror by you by any chance?
I do.
Cool. Would you look into it and say, damn it, I just won tickets. I can't believe it.
Damn it, I just won tickets. I don't believe it.
Well done.
Why would you lie to yourself like that? You're caller 14.
Dude, right on.
You are going to join us for KLOS's Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park, August 25th.
Awesome, man. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
KLOS's Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park is happening on August 25th. If you want a 4-pack of tickets, call us right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Or 13.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Slogo. In the afternoon, we've got some Disney tickets to give away. Who's this?
This is Mark.
Mark, you are caller 13.
Yes. Thank you.
Who's that with you that's so happy?
Well, she's my wife up until I get those tickets, then we'll see who she is.
She's going to have to earn them.
Yes, indeed.
Well, congratulations. You got a 4-pack of tickets to KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Thank you so much. We've been trying for a long time. Thank you very much.
Just an hour ago, I told you that on this day in rock in 1971, Wings was announced by Paul McCartney, forming that band. And this day in rock in 1963, the Beatles played their very last show at the Cavern Club in Liverpool. They had played there a total of 292 times. I was on this day in rock in 1971 when a couple of guys named Denny, Alinda, and Paul McCartney put Wings together, announcing the formation of his new band. Bad Companies, Bad Companies, Bad Companies, Bad Companies, Bad Company LP hit number one on the LP charts on this day in rock in 1974.